Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Congress sitting here in sweet serenity. I could cheer, the reason's clear. For the first time in a year, Adams isn't here. And look, the sun is in the sky. A breeze is blowing by, and there's not a single fly. I sing Hosanna, Hosanna,
Hosanna.
Come ye cool, cool conservative men, our like may never ever be seen again. We have land, cash in hand, self-command, future planned, fortune thrives, society survives, in neatly ordered lives, with well-endowed wives.
Come sing Hosanna,
considerate set. We'll dance together to the same minuet. To the right, ever to the right, never to the left, forever to the right. Let our creed be never to exceed regulated speed, no matter what the need.
Come sing Hosanna, Hosanna.
We do rationally. We never ever go off half cocked, not we.
Why begin when we know that we can win?
And if we cannot win, why bother to begin?
We say this game's not of our choosing. Why should we risk losing?
We cool them.
Mr. Hancock, you're a man of property, one of us. Why don't you join us in our minuet? Why you persist on dancing with Mr. Adams? Good Lord, sir, you don't even like him.
That is true. He annoys me quite a lot. But still, I'd rather trot to Mr. Adams' new gavotte.
But why, sir? For personal glory, for a place in history. Be careful, sir. History will brand Mr. Adams and his followers as traitors.
Traitors, Mr. Dickinson? To what? The British crown or the British half crown? Fortunately, there are not enough men of property in America to dictate policy.
Perhaps not. But don't forget that most men with nothing would rather protect the possibility of becoming rich than face the reality of being poor. And that is why they will follow us.
To the right, ever to the right.
Awesome hour theme.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend. And that you have the week ahead's full of promise. That's it. That's the ticket. And may Possum Hour set you on that path, wherever that may lead. Tonight's captioning, closed captioning, is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud makers of party animal crackers, and rotten eggs and burnt toast. Because fuck you, you got a tapeworm. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Nice. The groundswell of possums. Well, Monday nights, it's Possum Hour, where we have a groundswell of possums, as previously reported. During the week, it's Possum Hour. During the week, it's clobbering time. But, man, he ain't been on. I just checked the thing. He ain't done it. Clobbering time. Do we need to get a milk carton for this guy, Ben J. Grimm, host of the clobbering time? What's going on over here? We already got Ford Prefect. Come on, Ford. Where are you? Ford! Oh, well. He'll be back. He sent a check. All right. And then there's Friday Night Possum, which is the only show sanctioned by the Pro Bowlers administration. You didn't know that, did you? Learn something new every day. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
You're a busy lady on the go, but what's this? Ooh, not another zombie apocalypse. Well, don't let The Walking Dead spoil your day, because now there's Zombion. Zombion, the perfect weapon against Pittsburgh's living dead. Just spray this can of Zombion, wait 3 minutes, and the head falls off. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. Zombion, now available at the Scare House.
Good stuff. Oh, there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
Brains.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a zombie.
Brains.
So, what's new, Mr. Zombie?
Brains.
Most excellent.
Brains.
And what are your plans after that?
Brains.
Cool. Hey, thanks for calling, man.
Brains.
I got legs, I can walk to you.
I've got arms
I can hold you. I've got ears.
Got ears, I want to hear your sound.
But it's a shame.
It's the same, same.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It's the same, same.
Yeah, it's a shame. If I only had a brain. Yeah, I need a brain.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Fuck you, Gumby!
Let's have a little humility here now.
Boner hose!
Oh! It's Professor R.J. Gumby!
Hello, everybody!
Woohoo!
Damn, it's nice to be here. God damn.
Fucking awesome, man.
Are
I got a good vibe for this show tonight, man.
Good.
What's that?
Good. Are the possums coming back to us? All right. There you
I
go.
Don't know.
Anchor down.
I don't know, man. Look at the crowd out there. Gee whiz.
Uh-huh.
Greatest.
All right.
The greatest audience in show business.
Got that right.
Good times, man. I was Mr. fucking host yesterday. I get up, you know, and I got pretty plowed Friday, Saturday night, you know. Johnny Green came back into the thing, you know.
There you go.
And my son shows up early, so we hung out early, you know, and jeez. As soon as he number two son, the one that's still in the will, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
The one you put scotch on, right?
Oh, terrible, we had a whack at the Johnny Green together. Hey, what a good
right.
boy. What a good
cool.
boy.
Yeah. All right.
But then after that, after
so
he left, then a Gigantor called in.
He's getting your trash bag of pens, right? That's it. Yeah, well, he's getting your trash bag of pens.
Oh no! I got a. They're boxed now. I have them boxed and labeled.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They're actually sanctioned by the ABA. But, he wants me to get a fucking. He wants to get well. The Gigantor called. He was all happy. His daughter's graduating college and stuff. So he wanted to wrap that. Down. And then of course the Pope. I got to talk to the Pope on Sunday. Right. That's tradition. But my son wants me to get a fucking TV for the living room. And. Man, so we wanted to watch Stormy Daniels, right, last night.
Yeah.
We brought TV out, and from the time I put the TV in there, we're looking at TV. We're not talking to each other anymore. I don't want a TV in my living room.
Evil's a TV. Yeah.
So I'm gonna buy a TV, stick it in the guest room, and when he wants to watch the house. He can bring it out, put it in the living room, but it's staying. I don't want it in there. I don't want it in there, man. Ruins the whole chi of the living room.
Okay.
You know, it's all about Skittle Bowl and scotch. That's the theme.
TV's in your bedroom, then, huh? That's it?
My TV's in my bedroom. Yeah, I got a little one. I got the littlest one I could find, which is like gigantic to me, 20 fucking 4 inches. But that's it.
Now, Gigantor's daughter that's graduating, is she the same one that threatened the president's life unless the Jonah brothers get back together or something like that?
Well, that's alleged.
Okay. Okay.
I think that's an alleged story, man. I don't know if that has actual fact, but yes, that would be her. That would be her.
Okay.
She's very good. She graduated with honors and shit, man.
No shit. That was
believe
a long time ago, man. God damn, we were on the air for a long fucking time.
Yeah, she was in high school then.
Yeah, that was
man.
We've been on for 8 years. And next week.
Something like that. Since the 50s, at least.
That's right, since the 50s. Right. Yeah.
So, well, anyway, I was thinking to myself, you said that you hated another John Cougar Melonhead song.
Yeah.
Friday.
Yes. about my house,
was it,
my neighborhood, or whatever.
Was it by any chance Hurt So Good?
I don't know. Is that the one that got repeatedly says my house, my neighborhood, something like that? I have no.
Oh, that's Little Pink Houses. That's Little Pink Houses.
That's what it's called, Little Pink Houses.
Yeah, that's the one Reagan wanted to use that. Reagan wanted to use that for his fucking campaign, and he said negates on that. Okay, so anyway, that's not the one I'm blowing up. I'm blowing up Hurts So Good, So Good.
That's another bad one. Yeah.
John, boy, he had a string of these dopey songs, and they all sound the same. It's a talent. It's a talent. Hey, you know, this show goes a lot smoother when I have the internet working. I just realized that.
Fuck the internet. You don't need it. You're the commodore. As long as no one steals your shoe.
Alrighty. Don't steal my... Give me my shoe. Alright, let's blow this fucker up. John Cougar Melonhead. And we have G.T. Trenton on hold.
I am your slave, the genie of the lamp.
The genius of the lamp? Did you come out of here?
I am here to grant your wishes, command, and I obey.
My wishes? You mean anything?
Yes, master.
What have I got to lose? Okay, big boy, you can start me out with a new suit. Something sharp. Oh, wait till the Danes get a load of me, old boy.
When I was a young boy,
what is that? Oh, God, not the beast! Not the beast! Ah! Out of the eyes! Ah! And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother. And you will know my hand is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Genius, get us out of this. Don't let me down.
Whiskey when I was 16 months old. And I've been off the fight many nights since then. Hell no. Ever since you left me all alone, well, baby, I've been thinking I'm either drinking hard or hardly drinking. Lord, I can't drink drunk enough, drunk enough. Liquor left me on the toilet sleeping once again. Lord, I can't drink drunk enough, drunk enough, drunk enough, drunk enough. I first had whiskey when I was 16 months old.
Must've been a book rolled up.
Yeah.
Beauty. All right,
Elroy's.
What stick are drinking tonight? I am having a Natty Light. I'm taking it easy, man. No more real booze on the show, man. I fell apart after I hit that scotch last Friday. That ain't cool.
I thought that's really good.
Woo wee! That's my man. I'll tell you, you know, Superman has kryptonite. Commodore has his scotch. Yeah, all right. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, we got.
This is a light buzz tonight.
But yeah. So what's up? What else is up? Oh yeah, the Stormy Daniels things we watched last night. I know you're all.
Yeah.
What did you say on Facebook? You're making political statements all over the fuck.
Ain't that the
you're
truth,
like,
though? I didn't mean it to
you're
be
like,
funny, man. That's the truth.
You're a fucking
religion,
Facebook dude. You're out there pitching.
If you take religion out of politics, it's a win-win for everybody. You know?
Not
we
for
can
the,
marry whoever the
not,
fuck we want.
Not for
the,
not for the evangelicals. Not for the evangelicals.
Get them the fuck out of there. Just get them the fuck out of there. Basically, who cares who the president is fucking? I don't care. I didn't care about Bill Clinton with his affair with
that's the thing.
Monica.
That's the thing. Nobody, after the Clinton thing, this Bobo thing, nobody fucking gives a fuck.
No.
I don't.
No. It's just that they're being hypocrites about being family, life, wholesome, and all that shit.
My son comes over. He goes, oh, man, let's watch the story of Daniels, man. He goes, I'm hoping for that she put had he had her put on a strap on dildo and fuck him in the ass. Come on. And he, so we're sitting there anticipating strap on dildo.
Oh man, how about pee on him? Did she pee on him? Or
yeah.
Is that just the Russian thing.
We figured something homosexual would be like, you know, hurt him worse, you know. He's all fake macho and shit. Homophobic.
I missed it. Did you get explicit?
There's nothing there. Not where even I think you've heard probably everything she said more or less. I didn't catch anything new really. She said some guy, they got one of them Jersey boys come over and hustle her in the parking lot a little bit. Yeah.
Real Jersey boys are the guys in the play.
Yeah. You know, they Jimmy Two Times, I think, came over and he spoke during the parking lot. And spoke during the parking lot.
Who was the one from The Simpsons? It was Fat Tony.
Fat Tony.
Yeah. But there was another funny. Who the hell was his name? Oh, Christ.
Jimmy Two Times.
Yeah.
Jimmy Two Times. All right.
Going to get the paper.
We
get
got a
the
great
paper.
Oh wait, before we do the Possum Lounge thing, let's ring in our special guest caller here. If I had a phone sound effect, I could do that. Yeah, I can't ring you in until the. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Remember, the number to call is BR549.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number. No further information is available about 911.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's G.T. Trenton. Hey! You there, buddy?
Yeah, I know I'm well loved in this place.
Yes, you are.
He's obnoxious and disliked. Now you're beloved, my friend. You are beloved.
Yeah.
Don't think anything differently. It is true. It is.
Well, the ladies in the possum room won't talk dirty to me no more on the internet.
Nah. Even Maggie C?
Nope, she quit doing that a long time ago.
Dag. Oh, well. But,
and cake,
speaking of,
we don't do frosting talk no more.
This is a plea, ladies. Okay? PTO needs your dirty thoughts and prayers.
That's right.
And my poor apples. We don't have the caramel sauce anymore either.
Oh, all right.
Shecky Orton over here. All right, we got the Possum Lounge. Apple Cheeks Alice is here. Beautiful.
Sweet
Thank
Alice.
You, darling.
Sweet
She's
Alice.
Great. Don't you love her?
Yes, she is.
She's fucking fantastic.
Yes, indeed I do.
Thank you for coming.
Somebody loves Alice.
And there's bringing it, boy. I think he's a Elroy fan. I'm not sure. Yeah. Could be. And there's the illustrious Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Without whom it would not be a show, Dr. Cake. Thank you for coming, darling. Portrayed tonight by Diana Muldar, who had really nice legs. And there's Getting Better for USA. Getting Better for USA.
Getting Better for USA. All right. Right there.
Man, I'm in a good mood tonight. Why is that?
That's good.
Oh, there he is. And in the kitchen, we have Ted.
Ted!
And hold on. Time out on the roll call. Because, you know, if you don't answer the bark quick enough, you're looking at Lake Ted, you know, and that's not good.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, Bub. There you go, Bubby. That's my pal. Jeez. I'm going to miss that stupid dog when he's gone, you know. Jeez, what a pain in the ass. Okay.
Johnny Tightlips. Johnny Tightlips. That's who I was.
Johnny Tightlips.
Yeah, I know.
Two times, Johnny Tightlips. They're all there, you know. You know, the Magoons, the Magoon brothers. There's Lion in the House is here. Yes.
Lion in the House.
And
yes.
Taking a nap. Don't worry, don't disturb Lion in the House.
Oh. He's
catching
a regular on the
catching
Dark
a wink.
Show.
Catching yes. a wink. That's it. That's all.
That's
cool.
All right. That's what we're here for.
And Maggie C.
Maggie C.
First in love, first in peace, first in the possum line, and has been in my shower.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I know.
Okay.
I know, man.
All right.
That's how I roll, brother.
That's it.
That's how I roll.
That's it. Leave it there. Don't store it.
That's how I roll.
Leave it alone. Leave it there.
What happens in Rancho Grenache stays in Rancho Grenache. Yeah.
Hey, Colonel Decker, I'm back in line.
That's right.
Oh, there you go. Sweet. And G.T. Trenton is here. And other people's eyes, our old pal Oak.
Oak. Captain Knight.
He's a cool guy, man.
He is.
See, he's like growing his hair, man.
He's getting a little Larry Fine thing going there. I take it. I take it, Oak. Keep it going, baby. Keep it going.
Larry Fine. Too funny. He says he's glad to be here and glad not to be in Decker's shower. Well, just be that way. I see how you are.
What we are.
And there he is. the sinister minister of finance and parking. RJ Gumby, the professor RJ.
Good to be here. Good to be here. I love it. Good to be here.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Oh, we dropped, GT dropped out, man.
Yeah, well, he's still on the line.
Dropped out, man. I mean, dropped off the line. Oh, he's back in the fucking lounge. There he is.
Okay, all right.
Hey, GT. All right. Hold on. That's why I put on Shaft, because I knew Ted was doing his thing, man. You know. Talking about Ted. Well, I can dig it. All right, Ted. Ted. Good, right on.
Right on.
I hear that Ted's a bad mother. I'm talking about Shaft. I'm talking about Ted. Come on, Ted. He's a complicated Ted. There you go, Ted. There's some water. We'll get that. And, there. Chunks. Enjoy. Sorry, guys. You gotta take care of the dog. And finally, from the Derek and Kay Show, it's Derek!
Kayish!
From the Derek and Kay Show. Yeah.
What's that on?
They have a show. They have a show.
Okay.
It's on Sundays at 7, and it's a show.
Oh, damn good show. I missed it last night.
It is a good show. It is a damn
Chubby's
good show. I approve of your. Yeah.
Your hyperbole. Working now. I come home at 5 o'clock and take a nap. So
No excuses, man.
Man, there's no excuse for me taking an old man nap. I'm with you.
Well,
no excuse.
Happy birthday, everybody.
There you have it. The Possum Lounge. What a fucking great lounge. 5 fucking stars.
Welcome back, everybody.
Absolutely. And...
Oh,
yeah,
and your super host, Commodore
Sackler. There you go.
Slept with someone foul, Stormy Daniels. Just another one of them scandals. They happen all the time. He had to pay $130K to keep her quiet. Now the truth is out, he can't deny it. Been lying all the time. He tried to pay her off to keep the world from knowing. He tried to pay her off to keep the truth from showing. He sent the money through his sleazy lawyer, Michael Cohen, with the non-disclosure form. It's so awful. And he used his campaign funds. That's unlawful. This White House, it ain't nothing but a brothel. Please resign. $130K was not enough to shush her. The non-disclosure form was not enough to hush her. And every day we learn about his ties to Russia. They got him compromised. It's a shame that his country ain't the same. Stormy Daniels, really one of the lesser of the scandals. Wait till it's Mueller time, and then he'll have to resign. 'Cause it looks like there was a crime.
I don't know what that was about, but there you have it. That guy. That was Ethan Uslan. He's a good Ethan. He's a good piano player, is what he is.
Okay. Good deal. Bobo's always talking about how rich he is, how much money he is, and he only offered her $300,000, cheap bastard.
130K.
Now he's at 130K.
Yeah, that was,
see that?
Yeah, that's pretty cheap. That's pretty cheap.
It is pretty cheap.
Now he wants 20 million.
He's a good millionaire. Yeah, he's a good businessman. What a dick. What an idiot.
Ah. It's what's funny is how mundane this all is.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Ted agrees.
Hey, what? What's number one son doing? Because we should get Stormy Daniels on the show. what do you think of that?
I was thinking, I went out, I did my steps today, and I was thinking, well, maybe I should have Stormy call in tonight. And I was going to do the chief there, the old chief. Hello, this is Stormy Daniels. I said, fucking zombie. Ted's pressing hard, man.
Zombies are starting to
come on in, buddy. Come on in. Come on in. You're stupid.
Ted.
Get in here. Get in here. Yeah. Come here. Come here. Oh, jeez. Thank God this guy's 10 years old, you know? I don't think I could survive another decade with Ted. Come here.
10 years old. No. Jesus Christ.
He's 10 years old. Come here. I'm gonna belt you. Get over here.
Shit.
Come here. Come here, you dingbat. No, he's gonna sit there and he's such a goon, man. He'll like sit there and like look at me, you know? And like whine and bark and stuff and not give any indication.
Well, what else do you have to do?
I guess.
Shut him out. Tell him to get his fucking job. Pay his wife.
Get a job, Ted. It should be in show business.
Alpo ain't
cheap.
He should have his own fucking show if he's here.
He could be the before picture in the diet dog food ad.
I can see that. He could be the dog chasing the wagon train into the cabin.
That would be hilarious. You got to see Ted. He can't run. You can't even run. You're a broken down old dog. Get over here. He obeys me so well, doesn't he? Come on, man. What a dick. All right. Are we close enough for quoits and horseshoes?
Yeah, I think so.
Do some.
We got a lead in?
You want a quickie or something?
Yeah, why not? We're right into it.
Well, you're demanding SOB, aren't you?
Well, I like that.
All right, quickies.
You got to keep Gumby happy.
Okay, well, I guess to appease Gumby. How about some cake?
I'm so okay. It's funny you were okay.
that was something else again.
Uh-huh.
Don't you
Possums
think?
Love cake. That was definitely something else.
Hey man, I did somebody in the head for some cake, to be honest.
I know, right about now.
Jeez, almost out of beer.
Got
it, Ted. Go fetch me a natty.
Yeah, that's his job. That's his fucking job. Go, Ted.
He looks at me like, yeah. All right.
He's not using that no thumbs excuse again, is he?
The what?
He's not using the old no thumbs excuse again, is he?
No. He's trying to stare me down at this point, which is better than barking, I guess. Yeah, it's time for 3 minutes. You'll never get back. Now, when I heard that Derek from Derek and Kay Show was coming tonight, I was worried. I got a little worried. I was like, man, I need a good one, man.
Yeah. No, man.
And then I said, geez, I got nothing. I had nothing.
Yeah.
I had nothing, man. I had nothing.
Uh-huh.
And then I said, what do I got on the board already? Okay?
Oh.
Killed two birds with one stone. Clean the board.
Okay.
Head's going to bark. And it's 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
Apparently that was a beauty. Yeah.
That was a beauty. I'm just saying it. It wasn't too phone friendly. I got to listen back to the archive.
Oh, okay. In the lounge, they were freaking out pretty much. It was great. That was awful. Oh, I think that I'm blaming you for that one. I don't know where that came from, but I'm blaming. I'm just saying that was you.
I don't know what the hell it was, so I'm not taking the blame.
Well, all right, it was malty then.
Yeah.
It was one of malties.
It was pixies.
Yeah.
Pixies. They snuck in and they put shit on your soundboard thing.
Maybe what? Could have been Ben Grimm. You never know.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, okay. We'll go with that. Grimm,
he's impish.
He's not a rather defend himself. Yeah.
That's right. Brains. All right.
Hey, maybe he vanished with all that weight loss he was doing. He might have vanished.
Ooh,
you got to check up on him.
Vanished. The ever vanishing brown-eyed thing.
Maybe that's what happened.
Man, I'm so close to going back on the juice, bro. I want to fucking lose another 30 pounds.
Okay,
I'm
going to
be skinny dude again.
All right.
And it's not a real healthy thing to try the juice fast, you know, I don't think, because I almost died from a heart attack.
Yeah, that's not good.
But
that's not good.
I'm going to try it again. Roll the dice one more time. Speaking of health, here's a health tip that you should avoid. This gal's name is Tiffany Haddish, or Haddish. I guess
Haddish.
She's a comedian of some
Haddish.
Sort.
Okay.
And she pals around with Tracy Morgan, you know. And
Tracy,
she is...
Oh, okay.
Tracy Morgan, from the 30
yeah.
Rock and all.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it took me a while.
Anyway, she's saying that... this is hard to. She says that a teaspoon of turpentine will not kill you.
Wow.
Yeah, she's espousing
wow.
the dubious benefits of drinking turpentine, which
that's,
is like poison.
That's fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah. You could lose your vision, severe, you know, oh, Jesus,
yeah.
fuck you up, kidney
oh,
failure,
yeah.
everything.
That's,
but she
that,
says,
that like
she says,
that's like paint thinner.
Yeah,
Jesus
turpentine,
Christ.
That's what it is, paint thinner.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Jesus Christ.
And she says, she said, though, that
maybe that's what
if you decide, walking. If you decide to take a teaspoon of turpentine, get ready for the best doo-doo of your fucking life. That's a quote.
Jesus Christ. They sell shit that cleans out your colon. Why drink turpentine?
Oy, 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 man.
People
yeah, castor oil,
nuts.
Something like that. Yeah.
There. What that shit you take before colonoscopy there. There's that white shit. It's shit that clears out your
yeah.
ass.
Yeah. Yeah. It says
turpentine.
At the end of the article,
Jesus
if someone
Christ.
Does ingest turpentine, officials urge people to call the Poison Control Helpline immediately at 1-800-222-1222.
Yeah.
And, my God, anybody yeah. listening to the sound of my voice, for the love of God, don't drink
uh-huh.
turpentine. Can I put that any
do,
clearer?
If you do, immediately wash it down with bleach.
And finish off with a little Drano. Man, people are so fucking...
That's stupid.
But that pisses you off because she's got a public voice and she's got a platform and it's, you know...
And people are stupid. Americans are fucking stupid.
And there's apparently a stupid side to this country that, you know. So I think
we
should.
You need something to wash down that tripod, that Tide Pod. You need something to wash that Tide Pod down.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Dr. K.
So I
said
think.
That. Don't eat Tide Pods. There you go.
All right, well, I think it's a public service. We should give her. The shovel to the head. Okay. Here we go.
Tiffany.
What's her name? Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany.
Tiffany. Ah, it felt good. Man, sometimes they feel really good, you know.
First of all, if you
idiot.
Listen to anything Tiffany tells you, it's just wrong. You never
That's
see a
so
Dr.
Dumb.
Tiffany, do you? Where's the
no.
Dr. Tiffany?
You don't want to drink. Don't be drinking no turpentine, boys.
No.
And girls. Okay, now here's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Like, you know, they have, like, marijuana and stuff you can smoke to get high. But, oh, no, people have to, like, come up with different and new ways to be stupid. Somehow they're smoking bug spray.
Okay. Oh, smoking it?
Yeah, I guess what, are they spraying it on the weed or spraying it on cigarettes or something?
Oh,
I don't know.
They got to be doing that.
And then they let it dry and then they smoke the shit. Oh, God.
Bug spray, okay.
Again, let's stay away from the products that are meant for other things, like turpentine, paint thinner. Bug spray, kill bugs, not brain cells. Man.
Oh, yeah.
You can buy a bag for $20. It gives you a 45-minute zombie-like high that leaves them catatonic.
Well, and that's what I want.
Nothing like a little catatonic... yeah, a little catatonic moment every day. All right. Man.
That is so fucked up. America, baby.
Leave it. Mark. Somebody's got to put my hand in. Warm water.
I'll tell you one thing, though. I drink turpentine before I drink Mountain fucking Dew. That shit's horrible.
That's got, doesn't that have antifreeze in it or something?
Oh, it's
looks
got
like antifreeze.
Something in it, man. That's fucking horrible. Sheesh. Horrible.
I got the truck's been running on that for two winters now. Cool.
I believe it, man.
Alright, well, apparently... old Turtlehead, the head of the Senate guy, Turtle guy, Turtlehead. He must have some acreage, just preem and prime for some hooch, because he wants to legalize hemp. All of a sudden, like he's cool, man. Next thing you know, sideburns. Jeez, what's up with that, man? You know, they're all going to fucking make money, and we're going to get fucked, man. You know, the price of weed will go up, and we'll all be sitting here with our dicks in our hands.
We're making money for the man. All but you, Commodore.
I lived the life of Riley. It was left to me by Riley himself. Always appreciated that. Beautiful gesture on his part.
Life O'Reilly.
Now here's some weird shit. Oh wait, this is fucking science. We need science music, man. All right.
We don't like science.
Science
here in America. We don't like science.
Science? No. No.
We're anti-intellectualism.
And this is why. Because, like, when shit comes due, then they go, what? Well, in Texas, the whole fucking state's going to cave in eventually, man. It's all sinkholes, man, from pumping out all the oil.
Okay.
What were they thinking?
That's a whole other world, right?
Earthquakes, all kind of shit going on down there.
Yeah.
When you rape the landscape, you will redeem the wrath of Mother Nature 1,000-fold. Okay? But they have sinkholes all over the state where they've sucked all the oil out, man. What are you going to do?
You're
falling a sinkhole,
it's
man.
It's a big fucking state. Fuck Texas.
A lot of sinkholes.
Bunch of yahoos.
Hey.
Fucking yahoos.
Oh, I don't know.
JL.
JL's still down there, yeah.
And Wolf Boy, he's having trouble. Wolf Boy. Yeah,
they might be able to scramble out of the sinkhole, though. I don't know if they're lucky.
Wolf Boy is...
Scramble!
And we can pronounce Gillespie.
Yeah. And they should probably start scrambling now.
Definitely. Up in Texas. That's a whole other world, man.
Yeah.
Remember the Alamo!
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Wow. Okay. What's a manga?
Manga? Yeah, that's kind of cartoon thing, comic book thing for little kids.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Okay. Yes. That sounds right. Okay, because I don't know. I just grabbed this article.
Might be a Japanese.
Ed had it.
Anime for books. I don't know.
Okay. Cool. You're knowledeable, man.
Why hang out in books?
The headline. Here's the headline. Mongolians irate over manga showing penis on Genghis Khan. Huh? Now there's an outrage.
Why the fuck? What is it, a little tiny willy?
I don't know. They're not showing it. I don't know. They don't have a picture of Genghis Khan's penis.
Okay.
Which kind of sucks. Because you'd think, you know, with the headline, it would kind of think, well, you're going to see Genghis Khan's wank, but no.
There.
The cartoon...
Right.
Yokozuna Hakuhu wrote on his blog that the cartoon is disappointing because the magazine is largely read by small children. So, I guess they're just upset that they don't want children seeing the penises. So the Mongolians aren't like the Koreans where they have penis festivals, I take it.
Yeah. They have a whole island. Koreans have a whole island of penises.
Oh, they're penis crazy. They're dick whores. Dick whores is what they are. Yeah. Nuts. All right.
You think Genghis Khan had a turtleneck?
They didn't. I don't think the Mongols circumcised, man. They weren't kosher.
Yeah. Maybe that was
no.
it. It's simple to drill in, isn't it? It's basically a circle with a little turtle head. How would you do it? Not to tell
you know what?
We've seen Heather.
You know what? I used to
we've
have.
We've seen full frontal
we
Heather right. We know.
Oh, forget it. Get out of here.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Great!
Thank you. Oh, I'd love to. What? I can't see you there. Oh, yes, I thought I was there 3 years ago. Here we are, coming all the way over here to California. 2 years and years of walking, and now I finally arrived. For how many years I wanted to their number. Oh, and now finally, how can I thank you? Bring it here in this great, great stadium, for I'm so thrilled and so wonderful to be here tonight. Oh, I beg your pardon. Of course you may. I love the cold.
Oh, I'll make you happy, baby.
Therefore, I really think the government should subsidize these teenagers, particularly the girls.
There we go.
Beautiful. Tiny Tim.
Uh-huh. You know what, though, man? Elvis Rothbard plays a lot of those covers of that song, and he told me that is the most heartfelt version of that song he's ever heard. Hand to God. That's what Barbie told me. Hand to God.
Well, I agree. Here's to you, Farb.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Farb.
Lord Almighty. Oh. Well, that was the your Tiny Tim there. A man who I have personally touched.
That's right.
Personally.
Touching the tip.
He fucking gave me a high five, man. How cool.
Uh-huh.
Can't make that up.
You could have just shot right there. That is definitely the highlight of your whole life, right? Then the kids come a second.
That's pretty much the apex. Right. The apex of the whole adventure.
Oh yeah!
I need some marijuana.
Don't we all?
Kumquats!
No, that's not what I. The phone. I wanted the phone thingy. Where's the phone thingy?
Ringy dingy thing. Someone's on the line.
Why? Yeah, we got a caller, man.
Oh, okay. All right.
Here it is. Hey, and welcome to Possum Hour. Who do we have here?
Hello. Hello, boys. This is Stormy D, as in double D.
There you go.
Nice.
Nice.
How are you, Stormy?
You're doing a great impersonation.
I heard you guys were rocking the Possum Hour tonight on BTR, so I thought I would call in.
Oh, man.
Oh. I'm watching on Skype. You got some Mahonies there, honey. Hi, Sam.
That's right, baby. Double D's, triple D's, whatever you want, baby.
So,
there's definitely
so
some D's in there.
What was it you done to Bobo? Give us some details. Tell us about the butt plug. Leave nothing out.
It's a long story, boys, and I'm not talking about D-Trump.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
That, that would be a short story.
I don't want to give you the short end of the stick, you know.
Okay.
Indeed.
The
thing that confused me, though, is you. I've seen several of your movies. And by the way, you're a very, very stunning actress. Okay? May I say, I was very impressed with your talent.
Uh-huh.
But in your movies, all the gentlemen that were your co-stars were wearing condoms. And you said you had unprotected sex with the president. Just wondering why.
I really thought you want to call it. I didn't feel anything, so I don't know if you could really call it anything. Raincoat, condom, whatever.
So you weren't even sure he ever got in there, right? He never. You were like, phone me when you break wood.
They don't make condoms extra small, right? Is that what it is?
Little things you put on your thumb so you can turn pages real quick.
That's
what he wears. For a condom.
I asked him if he was done, and he said, help. I said, are you in? He said, hell, I'm done.
Oh, okay.
Move on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pay me.
I hope you douched quickly because my goodness,
you don't want any of that.
It's a nightmare. That's a nightmare. You've seen the kids, right? You know. Woo.
Would you do Pence for us? Because that's the guy I want to scandalize for fucking some porn star, Mike Pence.
Nobody's going to do him. He doesn't want to do anybody. He's a sissy boy or something. I don't know. God boy.
Yeah, he can't even sit at the same table with a woman unless his wife is there.
He doesn't fish, fight, or fuck that piece of shit. Get rid of it.
We'll find out.
Well, boys, my pleasure's done. I've got a scene to do, so I got to go. I got to run.
We really appreciate you coming.
Yeah.
Well, to the show,
well,
as it were.
I was.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen.
Give us a photo hose.
Stormy D.
Give us a photo hose before you leave, Stormy. Yell out
photo. She's gone. Ladies and gentlemen, Stormy D.
See, this is a damn
That was fucking
show,
awesome, man.
The people.
That
yeah,
was fucking
was
awesome.
Awesome. Uh-huh.
That was better than Anderson Cooper's fucking interview.
Definitely.
Jesus Christ, man.
That's giggling, man. That got my judges dancing. I like that giggling.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, everything's up tonight, babe.
You got that right. Kenny has a scratch it, folks, tonight, baby. Yeah.
What the fuck? Kitty has a scratching post.
I guess it only works if you have a cat. But Gumby don't
Holy
have any
shit,
fucking
man.
Animals.
Holy shit. Man.
I don't know.
You just imagine that, though. You're laying in bed, and you got a wood, and... The cat comes out and starts going to town on
blood splattering all over the... It could be a Quentin Tarantino sex move. Fluffy, scratching.
I'll mention that the number two son. Maybe he'll put it in his next movie script. I don't know.
I don't even know where that came from. That's where my mind is.
That's the first time you've ever had that thought. Across your mind.
Yeah.
No, you improv
I never
that
said
just
that
now.
Before in my life.
You're a fucking genius.
Ain't I though? I kept telling you guys, Gumby's a fucking genius. No one ever believes me.
Well, we're doing some classic Possum here tonight, man.
That was very good, yeah. Thank you for that call, Stormy Daniels. That was nice.
Stormy
we're
Daniels, man.
Yeah.
We got sanctioned by the ABA twice in one show there, which is unprecedented.
You got that right.
I think the only thing we could do now is here's some Skeeter Bond.
Skeeter Bond.
Skeeter Bond. You know.
Yep.
You know the yodeler.
Uh huh. Lay it on it.
Beautiful. I'm a big fan, you know, of Stormy Daniels.
Oh. You and I both. Kobe Tye. We need to get Kobe Tye in now. That's my girl. Maybe she'll do pets.
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yodel! It's yodeling time!
Oh, say, have you heard the yodeling bird saying yodel-dee-dee-dee? Totally pretty. I can't wait until he's on the windowsill singing yodel-dee-dee-dee, totally. Now he's a Yankee Doodle bird, but still I understand that someone in his family tree came from Switzerland. I'm glad that I heard.
I got a big notebook thing, and I don't like it. Any notes in there?
Well,
no.
I got mine. I just write down the songs you play. That's all I do.
Phone messages. Jeez, turn back the clock tomorrow. I guess I haven't been getting any notes.
Blow up, eh?
It's turned forward, too. That's the funny part. That's all right. We had a good show tonight. That was an awesome show. We had Stormy Daniels. I'd like to thank the illustrious...
Great call.
Hornstall, great talent. An enormous talent, by the way.
Big.
I'm glad she didn't get pregnant, man. Unprotected sex.
That guy
is shooting blanks, man. Apparently, you know, he's got kids to three different women, man.
Uh huh.
How many kids you got? How many kids you got?
I got zip. Gumpy should have.
You got no kids. You know how many kids I got?
I don't know what's going on in Pusa, but
I got two kids. You know how many women I knocked up? One.
There you go. That's it.
That's my kid's mother.
But well, what's the size of your bank account? You got a little money hanging out of your pocket.
No, you know what? I used to say I wished I was rich so I could have, like, you know, four or five kids. Or just even see what
that's
number
nuts.
Three would turn out to be, you know?
That's nuts. Yeah, okay.
And
girl,
and
baby.
I prayed to God the second one was going to be a boy because we already had all the stuff, you know.
Okay.
A little
that's
cheaper.
Good thinking.
And they could sleep in the same room for, you know, until dad comes up off it and gets a bigger house.
Yeah, and it worked. So there is a God. Is that what you're saying? So there is a God?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
I'm going. No.
So it was
I'm sticking with the agnostics on this one. I can't. I'm sorry.
Do you
well,
know
this
that
close to Easter too. You had to push me in a corner. What's that?
You know what it means? You know agnostic means basically the same thing as atheist.
Shut up. I don't want to hear any more from you.
It does. Atheist doesn't believe in God. Agnostic doesn't know there's a God. What's the fucking difference?
Split hairs, man. Split hairs, you bastard. I don't care.
Say atheist. We need more people to come right out and say atheist.
Well, it's not, you know, it's not like I'm not gonna make fun of anybody for their beliefs. My God, you know, I'm not. I don't want to. I don't want to make fun of anybody's beliefs. Believe whatever the fuck you want, man. I don't give a fuck. It doesn't hurt me. As long as your belief doesn't hurt me.
It does in the government.
Well, yeah. Separation of church and state was one of that was.
Uh-huh.
You know. Back when them dudes were writing all them documents on hemp paper and shit, you know, that was one of the biggies. Separation of church and state.
That's right. Think of that. They put a hold on stem cell research for what? Ages. For what? 2 decades?
Right.
That could have been saving lives.
Right. I know.
They're fucking us.
That's why the original white guys sailed over here, right?
Exactly.
Separation of church and state.
Yes.
They said, well, but actually they were kind of dicks too. The pilgrim, man. They were like religious fuckheads, you know, like, you know, insane.
What, the pilgrims?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those fuckheads.
I think one of my family was on the Mayflower, man. I'm from the descendant of Mayflower. Yeah.
So you're French. Are you French?
It was the French guy. How'd you guess?
There you go.
That's how we snuck in, man. Good show tonight, my friend.
Yes, it's a very good show.
I don't know why all these people showed
time.
Up because. How did they know we were going to have a good show? I didn't know we were going to have a good show. I had no clue.
I doubted it. I doubted it.
Came out of nowhere.
I thought we were going down the toilet.
Cinderella story.
These guys knew.
I don't know.
These guys knew.
I'm worried. There must be some kind of cosmic fucking bullshit going on here, man. Like that.
Remember when we used to have like 14 to 16 people in the lounge? Whatever happened? Where are the old possums?
It's a good show. This is a good group. Gold stars. Each and
gold
every one of you.
Reach.
Natties. Oh, Derek was very impressed with the 3 minutes. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's the best. right. Okay, I'll send it to you. Yeah, how much you like it when it's on your page. Yes.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom.
I dig this.
Boy, Bringing It Boy E has nothing to say about tonight. But you know what? That's okay.
What's that?
Because
it's okay, you know,
we welcome all opinions, whether or not they are something or nothing. And that was nothing. Something. Natties.
And we were very educational today, too, man.
It was educational. Bean dip with wine. Bean dip and wine.
Yeah.
Very educational. What did we learn? What did we learn? Remind me.
Not to smoke bug spray and not to drink
turpentine. And don't drink
turpentine. We saved lives.
Especially turpentine in a box. That would be double down.
Yeah. Turpentine in a box.
Mike.
I think they had that on the Gotten
Himmel
show. Turpentine in a box.
Turpentine in a box. Scotty, how you doing down there? Energize!
Go.
Wow.
Wild
what the
time.
Fuck, man? Jesus Christ, we were on tonight.
Yeah, it's nice. Good show. I love that.
Get out of here,
I love
man.
That Stormy Daniels call. That really came in handy. At the perfect time, too. Something to talk about, you know?
Man, you know. I don't know what to say about that, but whoever you are, email me your phone number. Well, no, I got her phone number. Nice. Never mind. Get the NAS going again, man. I got to get the NAS going, man. I ain't had the NAS for a long time. Man.
You got that right. You were the NAS man.
Oh, you know, I used to bring it. I used to bring the ruckus.
Yep.
Not so much anymore. Man, I'm just lucky. You know what? My whole thing is remember to get to my gig on time and not be a jerk while I'm there and, you know, fucking get home. One piece. I don't have any agenda. Sheesh.
Well, same here.
Man, I got a beauty tomorrow, man. Zero Sum Tuesday. I'm looking at a Zero Sum Tuesday. I have nothing tomorrow. I don't need to do any fucking thing.
Oh, okay. Drink scotch.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Well, that means
for,
I can.
Wednesday?
No, not really.
Then Tuesday's a scotch night, man. Fuck it.
Well,
scotch night.
I was thinking of having a whack tonight, you know, after the show.
Well, okay, yeah. Because you're not doing it, all right. That's so nice.
Zero Sum Tuesday, man.
Oh,
I got,
life is true.
I was starting to talk about this at the beginning of the show. I was Mr. Host yesterday, man. My son comes over early. He hangs out till after Stormy Daniels is done. And then Gigantor calls. So I'm sucking beers and whatever and whatnot and having wax. And then I'm talking to the Pope till, you know, whatever in the fucking morning.
All right.
I've learned something. I've learned something about scotch.
Okay.
Pope's a lonely man. The better the scotch, the cooler the hangover.
Oh, okay.
Because I woke up today, and I was essentially just pretty much buzzed, you know. It wasn't a hangover. It was like, okay. Slightly drunk to begin the day. Interesting. So, went out. And then I went out on my, did my steps and shook off the buzz and Possumauer came together. So,
there you go.
I'll tell you. Gold stars all around.
That's
going to
cost
you. Gold stars all
around. So you got to buy the kids
that
got you all the time. See? That's going to dip into the money right there. Got to be the good scotch.
We're already doing that, man. We're already doing that, man. I got a fucking collection going here, man. But you know, here's the thing. Here's the key. You got the white horse. You always get the white horse, man. $13 a bottle, and it's standing by, because like after the first whack of the good stuff, then you hit that, and then you're in there.
See? Oh yeah, there you go.
You get the cheap stuff. Ooh, I haven't heard from him for a while. Oh, here we go. Man, that thing's going on. It's wacky. Things are wacky now.
Yep.
I make no predictions. But
yeah.
Okay, you still owe me that dollar. You still owe me that dollar.
Okay. What are you thinking of now?
Double or nothing. I'm laying it down right here. Double or nothing. Bobo does not finish his first term. Come on.
I'm kind of on that boat, too. It doesn't finish his first
term.
Okay,
I'm giving you...
But I'll tell you one thing, though, to get back to your original thing there, is that I'm thinking of registering because of the kids. I'm so proud of those fucking kids, so I'm thinking of registering.
Right on, man.
And vote
right
for
on.
Them, you know, because they can't vote. Vote for them. So I'm
right on,
man. I'm fucking proud
I think
no
shit's going to happen here, man. People are tired of this. They are tired of this. Like
I
that guy said in the
there
opening,
people
man.
Against the kids. That's wrong, man. What's that?
They look like shit when they're against them kids, man.
Yeah,
they said this is a man, better for a man to dream of being rich than deal with the fact that he's poor. And that's how we'll always get them to vote to the right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's fucked up.
That was fucking brilliant, man.
Uh-huh.
Put a tear in my eye when I heard that today. I actually saw that show on Broadway when I was a kid.
Cool. Did you? Yeah, I don't think you ever said that. Really? I know you love the movie.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, saw that on Broadway, man. Been on Broadway. I saw Lily Tomlin's one-woman show back in... 80s. That was pretty fucking cool.
I remember you telling me about the plays you've seen. For some reason, I don't remember 1776.
Yeah, that was the big time Broadway show that I saw. You know, that was, booyah. Jeez. Booyah. Big time Broadway show. It's almost like, what do you call it?
Kumquats!
Yeah. Kumquats. Well, you ready to kick Tommy in the old groin?
Uh-huh. Give him a kick.
Gun, gun.
I got cigars to smoke.
Ready for a sieg?
Uh-huh. That's right.
I'm going to smoke big joints. Go down to Turtle Head's state and smoke joints, man.
See, Sunday what night. Doobie. Sunday night, I come home at 5:30, man. I am fucking tired. I passed out. I said I missed the Derek and Kay show. 7 o'clock's a little early for the working man. For the working man.
Yeah, I dig. I was partying all day yesterday, man. Good time, man.
Yeah.
We had burgers over at the Dairy Queen. Whack of the old Johnny Green. You know.
Nice.
And then it was being a good pal to a couple of good guys. You know.
Good man.
Yeah. And the only thing I have holding over my head right now is my goddamn taxes. Even though it's zero sum Tuesday, I may just do a little, you know, paper shuffling. What
happened? Just a little shuffling.
Make a little progress on this tax thing.
Just a little bit. Don't go tearing your hair out. You know,
I don't go overboard. Depends.
Just a little.
Depends on how much.
Get it later.
Depends on how much scotch I have.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, good show, man. That was fucking classic, man.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
What the fuck, man? Why does that happen every so often? And, like, you know, some shows are like, well. And, like, everybody shows up like they know, oh, shit, it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, that was a nice crowd. We haven't been having that for a while.
I know. It all came together, man.
So Possum's still going. There you go. Thanks, kids. Possum's still going.
I know. Every time you start thinking, well, Man, maybe it's time to fold the tent.
How should we get the skirt back? Reverend Skirt, we need you.
What happened tonight? We had a skirt. Boom, ratings
That's
went
right.
through the roof.
See? There you go. There you go.
I want Stormy back. I want her to call in every
yeah.
fucking show.
Uh-huh. I like it.
Yeah.
We'll call it Stormy Monday. Awesome.
Stormy
Monday.
Monday. Yeah. Yeah. That was weird, though. I thought it was weird that she had unprotected sex with the president, but
yeah.
in
yeah.
all her flicks, she has the dudes are wearing condoms, man.
Well, she's probably thinking money. She gets knocked up by a billionaire.
Well, thought of that. You know, there was this, well, too late in the show to get into this deep thinking. I'll just leave it at that. And say, at least she lets them come on her face.
Yes.
And it's good for your skin. It's a moisturizer.
Girl.
Yeah, protein.
I tried telling my wife that. She wouldn't believe me. I said, look it up.
It's better than Jergens. It's better than Jergens.
Yeah.
Better than Jergens.
Hell yeah.
Well, good night,
protein,
Professor
baby.
RJ Gumby.
Good night, Commodore.
Godspeed, possums. What do I got?
No need to be ahead of the game. Just
this one.
Make espresso.